it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where you already know we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. For those of you who tune in every single week, I want to give you guys a virtual hug because I'm so glad that you allow me into your space and you care about the things that I have to share, things that I have to say, and things that I have experienced while on my journey, because I know that so many of you can absolutely relate. Thank you so much for showing up every week, sharing the podcast on your stories. It really means so much to me to see who's listening and who I'm helping, and the fact that you share the good vibes of this podcast with your own soul tribe. You guys are my soul tribe, and I am so grateful for you. I hope that I can continue to be a part of your weekly routine to uplift you and make you feel good. Today, I am actually hopping on a plane to go see my friend Kristen, who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're actually celebrating her bachelorette party this weekend, and this is my first time ever going to a bachelorette party and being in a bridal party. So I am super excited. And as you guys know, I am hosting a trip with Kristen as well as my friend Zoe. Next year, March 2023, we're going to Tulum, Mexico. It's going to be a content creation trip. And we're also going to be hosting a couple workshops while we're there. I'm hosting a posing workshop, and Kristen and Zoe are going to do a photography and content creation workshop. So it's going to be fun. We're going to take some awesome pictures while in Tulum, and we're going to be doing some amazing activities. If you guys want to sign up for the wait list for the early bird pricing, click the link in the show notes to be added to the wait list. This week, we're talking about something that I know so many creatives, and even if you're a creative or not, it doesn't matter who you are, you've experienced imposter syndrome. So today we're going to talk about what imposter syndrome is and how to feel worthy. According to dictionary.com, imposter syndrome is the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. Basically, what that means is that you don't believe in yourself, and whenever something good happens to you, you may feel that you're not worthy of it or that it just happened out of luck. Imposter syndrome is something that a lot of us deal with because we constantly feel that we're not good enough or that we don't deserve things. For those of you who are like, I don't know if imposter syndrome is something that I've experienced, well, let's recognize the signs. The first sign being that you think that you got quote unquote lucky for the opportunity or lucky to experience the things that you experience. Or it's hard for you to accept praise or compliments. You hold yourself to an extremely high standard and you're afraid of the fear of failure. The reason why I emphasize the fear of failure is because my very first episode of this podcast was overcoming the fear of failure. And to be honest, I wasn't sure how to start a podcast or if people would even care to listen to me. But I intro'd this podcast thanking those of you who tune in every single week. And of course, when I first stepped into the podcasting world, I did feel a little like, is this something that I should be doing? Is this something that I'm capable of doing? Are people even going to listen? But a part of it was my imposter syndrome and my ego trying to hold me back. Imposter syndrome loves to keep you in a comfortable state of mind because we don't like to grow and change outside of our comfort zones. Starting this podcast has really helped me train my imposter syndrome muscle to not feel like I'm not worthy of these things, that I'm not worthy of having people tune in. And I think this is a great example for you who's listening, that whatever you want to try and step into, just do it. Because at the end of the day, you are your own ride or die. You're the one that's going to see it through. And regardless of the outcome, it's the fact that you tried. It's the fact that you stepped out of your comfort zone. It's the fact that you made the decision to overcome your imposter syndrome. Another sign that you may be dealing with imposter syndrome is you avoid trying to look or be confident because you don't want to seem like you're full of yourself or that you're overcompensating. And the feeling of having compliments and acknowledgement towards your success makes you uncomfortable because you don't want to make other people uncomfortable, thus being that you are a people pleaser. It's okay to feel confident and proud of the achievements that you've achieved throughout your lifetime, and no one should make you feel small for accomplishing those things. And if you make yourself feel small for accomplishing the things that you've worked so hard for, it's time for you to reflect on why you feel the way that you do. You have to think that you are enough. You have to think that you are absolutely worthy. And if you don't think that you're enough, if you don't think that you're worthy, that is an absolute sign of imposter syndrome. And the final sign that so many of us can absolutely relate to is that you think eventually someone is going to catch on and find out that you're a fraud. Whether it be your boss at your workplace that you may not be fully equipped to handle the responsibilities at your job, or if you are a creative entrepreneur, you feel that, why do people look up to me? Why are people inspired by me? All of the things, right? But you have to realize that you're not a fraud. You desire these things for a reason, and because you're experiencing them doesn't mean that you got it out of luck or by chance. These opportunities, whether it be a promotion at your job or getting into a school that you thought you'd never get into, all of these things happen for a reason, and it's no reason for you to feel that you're not worthy of accepting these things because you've worked so hard to achieve them, and there's a reason why you're on this path. Imposter syndrome is most common when you're going through a transition or trying new things. So have it be at the workplace, if you're getting a job promotion, or even in your relationship, if you have a partner that absolutely adores you and loves you and makes you feel like you're the only person in the room, or even if you achieve a huge goal of yours. All of these things can make someone feel uncomfortable or make them question, why are these things happening for me? But if that is the case, you have to dive in deep and reflect and go inwards and find out why you feel that you're not worthy of a job promotion or finding your soulmate or achieving a huge goal of yours. So make sure to pay attention to the way that you speak to yourself. If you constantly say, oh, I just got lucky that I received this opportunity or that by chance I met my soulmate. No, all of these things happen for a reason. If it's hard for you to accept and acknowledge the praise and the good things that happen to you, as I mentioned, it's time for you to do some inner reflection to find out why you feel the way that you do. And you know, I'm not here to tell you that I haven't experienced imposter syndrome. I have absolutely experienced imposter syndrome while on my journey. In the past, I always felt maybe I'm not good enough to become a model. Maybe I'm not good enough to have a platform to inspire people. But I've proved myself wrong time and time again that my imposter syndrome just wanted to keep me small and that I am so much bigger than my insecurities. Imposter syndrome loves to highlight your insecurities. And once you understand that this is just your ego talking to you, this is just your ego trying to keep you small, you'll realize that, yeah, I am so much bigger than these insecurities and fears that I may have. And whatever it may be in your life, whatever you acknowledge, what may be holding you back, it could be that you may feel that you're not worthy enough to step into the highest version of yourself. But the reality is, everyone is worthy enough to step into the highest version of themselves. You just have to figure that out and realize it. Which goes into our second topic. You're absolutely not alone. So many of my friends have dealt with imposter syndrome, and it's a very, very common thing that everyone has experienced during their journey. Even the most successful people in the world have experienced imposter syndrome, but they've learned how to cope with it. As you get older, you learn and go through so many lessons, and these lessons help build your confidence. These opportunities help build your confidence and your trust muscle. And when I say your trust muscle, I mean your intuition. When you build your confidence and work with your intuition. This helps propel you into becoming the best version of yourself, and you are able to fully embrace all of the good that you've accomplished along the way. When you trust yourself, when you know that, hey, I worked super freaking hard to get this job promotion, or I worked on myself to attract and find my soulmate, these are all the things that you have achieved on your own because you did the work. And we have to acknowledge the fact that we did the work to accept these achievements, to accept the good that's coming to us, right? But knowing that you're not alone on this journey of imposter syndrome makes imposter syndrome not seem as threatening or something to fear, because you're not alone. There's so many of us who deal with this feeling of not believing in ourselves, of not trusting who we are. But as we get older, and as I said, as we go through these lessons in life, we learn to trust and build and grow our trust muscle, which then leads into us feeling more confident, feeling more worthy for the amazing things that are being given to us. And it's not just given to us, we work hard to attain these goals. And something that a lot of successful people say is fake it till you make it. For instance, when I auditioned for Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week a few weeks before, I was afraid, I was scared, and I was like, man, am I even good enough to step in front of these casting directors? And I'm only 5'1". My imposter syndrome was setting in, and it was making me feel like, dang, what if they don't pick me? What am I doing here? But I decided that I don't care if they don't pick me or not, because this is an opportunity that can open so many doors for me. So you know what? I'm gonna fake it till I make it. I'm gonna walk into that room and be the most confident that I've ever felt. And guess what? I landed 5 fashion shows for Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week. I walked for 5 different designers. Imposter syndrome really likes to set in right before you're about to do something big, right before you're about to transition into a new chapter of your life. And it's because your imposter syndrome likes to operate in your comfort zone, aka your ego. Your ego likes to keep you small. The best way to overcome imposter syndrome is to overcome your fear of failure, overcome your fear of things not working out. Because the only way that you're gonna know if you're gonna grow and excel is if you actually put in the work to try. So if I were to say, nope, I'm not going to audition for Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week, then I wouldn't have landed these 5 fashion shows. I wouldn't have won a 4-page spread in a magazine. I wouldn't have gained a lot of recognition and inspired people along the way. And I decided to take a chance on myself. And the reason why I share this with you is for you to decide to take a chance on yourself. Overcome your imposter syndrome and know that you're absolutely not alone while overcoming it. The most important factor when it comes to overcoming imposter syndrome is to embrace your achievements with grace and feel absolutely worthy for these accomplishments. A lot of people are afraid to admit that they're talented because they don't want to seem quote unquote better than other people. But the reality is you have the right to feel proud of the things that you accomplish. And I don't want you to downplay your success. I don't want you to downplay your talents. And I don't want you to downplay who you are, because who you are is who you are. And you should absolutely be proud of who you are. When you work hard towards your goals, reflecting and acknowledging how far you've come makes the journey even more rewarding. As I said, you don't have to downplay your success to make other people feel comfortable. If your success makes other people uncomfortable, then you need to find a new tribe. You need to find new friends. You need to surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you and make you feel good for your accomplishments and not make you feel small for them. Because at the end of the day, the people who you surround yourself with, those are the people that you become. If you want to surround yourself with people who downplay their success, you're probably going to downplay your success as well. No, you want to surround yourself with people who are proud of you, who clap for you when good things happen. And for me, I have really good people in my corner. But along the way, it was hard for me to find those people. but I had to weed out the bad in order to find the good. I had to even weed out the bad within myself. I had to overcome my non-self-belief. And when I realized that it was in my power to truly step into confidence and embrace who I am, my imposter syndrome started to diminish. And that's what I want for you, okay? I want you to find those people. I want you to find your soul tribe that encourages you to be the best version of yourself. Because at the end of the day, you want to be the best version of yourself for you, not for other people. Other people cheering you on is a bonus, but you have to want to feel good being the best version of yourself. And overcoming imposter syndrome is the best way to truly step into your highest self, to feel worthy of the things that you are attracting, to feel worthy of the things that you are succeeding at. So what it really comes down to is feeling worthy. When you don't feel worthy, you feel like a fraud. But there's a reason why you've come this far. It's okay to be proud of your accomplishments. And according to author Seth Godin, when you feel unworthy, any kind response, positive feedback, or reward feels like a trick, a scam, the luck of the draw. And we don't have to feel like a fraud to be gracious, open, or humble. And I really resonate with what he's saying because, especially if you are a people pleaser and you constantly downplay your success, it's hard for you to accept compliments from other people. But you don't have to accept the compliment and feel, oh, that was so obnoxious of me to accept a compliment from somebody. No, people are complimenting you for a reason, right? They're complimenting you because they admire your talent. They see how hard you work. So there's nothing wrong in accepting those compliments. You can embrace your achievements and accept those compliments with humble intention. And something that we talk about frequently on this podcast is having humble confidence. When you have humble confidence, people see that, people admire that. Another concept that imposter syndrome loves to feed off of is perfectionism, which leads us into our next topic, is to stop being a perfectionist, my love. A few episodes back, episode 17, I talked about how to stop being a perfectionist coming from a perfectionist. And I know that I am sort of contradicting myself because I am a perfectionist, but I've also dealt with imposter syndrome. And this is coming from someone who has absolutely felt both of these ideologies in my life. And what I've learned is the more you obsess over the things to be perfect, the more you feel like you're not ready or good enough to share the things that you're working on. And perfectionism gets in the way of you achieving things that you want because it paralyzes you. It becomes a roadblock for productivity, which can become a major roadblock to overcoming imposter syndrome. And this is something that I have to constantly work on throughout my journey. That nothing in this life is perfect. And if I'm going to strive for perfectionism, I'm just striving for failure. I've realized that throughout my creative journey. When I was in my early 20s, I wanted this lifestyle so badly. I wanted to have a platform to inspire people. But my perfectionism held me back from actually trying and working towards making this dream a reality. And it wasn't until my late 20s or my mid 20s that I started taking my dreams more seriously. I started putting actual intention behind what I wanted to create. Sometimes I kick myself in the butt because I said, man, I wish I would have started this sooner. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And right now I'm looking at my laptop percentage and it's 34%. And for those of you who know what 34 means to me, 34 is my dad, and he is telling me, you know, you started and you picked yourself up when you had to. And this is why I'm making this episode today, is to encourage you to not let the perfectionism hold you back from pursuing your dreams, because that's when your imposter syndrome likes to come in and keep you small and keep you from achieving your goals. But in order to achieve your goals, you have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to put yourself out there and say, this is what I want to do. And so I'm going to do X, Y, Z, even though it makes me feel uncomfortable, I'm still going to do it. Because perfectionists don't like to take risks because they're afraid that things won't work out. But the only way to actually grow is to take those risks, is to take a leap of faith on yourself. You have to say yes to the things that make you uncomfortable, because the only way we grow is out of our comfort zones. And this is why a lot of people encounter imposter syndrome, because they're afraid of the unknown while transitioning into a new phase of their life. When you're a perfectionist, you also hold these ideal standards that you compare yourself to, this perfect outcome that is sometimes unrealistic to achieve. You know, we constantly compare ourselves to other people. We constantly compare ourselves to the people that we look up to. And then when our path doesn't resemble what their path looks like, we feel that we're not good enough. But that's why they say everyone is on their own journey. Even though you admire some of the people that you look up to, you admire them because you see yourselves in them. And just because they're on a different timeline and your timelines don't match up to be the same, it's okay. Everyone's on their own journey, and it's okay to not get to your destination right away, because it takes time to build your confidence. It takes time to overcome your imposter syndrome. And it takes time to let go of perfectionism. But you are absolutely worthy enough to outgrow those things if you set your mind to it. And the last topic that we're going to cover, which is the absolute most important, is to be kind to yourself and say yes to those opportunities. When you're dealing with imposter syndrome, it's hard to grasp how much of a role you actually play in your own success. It's always important to be kind to yourself, because you are your own ride or die. Okay, so taking the time to measure your success and to really acknowledge how far you've come helps you understand that it's okay to feel proud of your accomplishments. When opportunities come to you that can help excel your career and your confidence, say yes to those. Embrace it with open arms and say yes to those opportunities. And I know that people with imposter syndrome, they may feel that, oh man, I have way too much on my plate to take on this extra responsibility, but that's just your imposter syndrome talking you out of taking the opportunity. But when you say yes to these opportunities, it's possible that it can open so many new doors for you. You have to say yes to these opportunities in order for you to actually blossom, my love, because this is your chance to learn, grow, and build that trust muscle that we all have to advance in your career and to become even more confident in who you are and what you have to offer. So to wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation Spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you're listening to this episode. I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become my reality. When you trust that you're able to overcome your imposter syndrome and that you are absolutely worthy of the things that are coming to you, you're having faith in yourself and you're putting the intention that, yeah, I am absolutely worthy of these things. And so when you do that, you realize that you are enough and that everything that you've worked so hard for becomes your reality. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share in your story. Tag me at Sonia X Singh and at You Are Blossoming. I always love seeing who's listening to the podcast, and the fact that you share the good vibes of this podcast really means a lot to me. Don't forget to give the podcast a rate and review. This really helps the podcast spread to more people. And as always, I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.